This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Former Vikings quarterback, here we go! Another domino. Sam Darnold reaches an agreement, 3 years, $110 million contract, $55 million guaranteed with the Seahawks. So I talked about this over the weekend, Mike, on the weekend show, the national show, and I said this is where he's going because Clint Kubiak, right, is there. Mm. And when you start talking about, you know, all the things that add up and who's where and how guys have a connection, this just made sense because he was also – in the same room when Sam Darnold was with the 49ers. He happened to be the quarterback's coach. And so all of a sudden now, I think you had a situation where Geno wanted more money. They weren't going to pay it. They trade Geno, and they get Sam Darnold, Mike, for a lot less. I'll tell you, this ain't a bad deal for Seattle.
You and I were just talking about it because, you know, this is kind of like, you know, if you were like a 49ers fan, you'd say that's basically what Brock Purdy's worth. He's not worth 50. He ain't worth 40. And Darnold, because he was so good in the regular season, but really did absolutely tank it against the good teams with the season on the line against Detroit and LA. And that's on his resume. You can't avoid it. But $33 million. It's almost like they for my money, they traded Geno, who has a ceiling, for another guy who's younger with a ceiling.
Yes.
You know, but that's Seattle. But you said it. Maybe Clint Kubiak can get the most out of it and certainly fits, you know, schematically what he was doing there. So that only time will tell. But I think that's a fair deal for both parties.
I do, too. And I like it. That's, and I'll say this before we grab the phone calls, that's one more place that's not looking for a quarterback. As we talk about this, you have to think about this in the big scheme of things, not just, you know, right here in tunnel vision. As these quarterbacks start to move around, and now we've seen a bunch of teams, right? We thought the Raiders, oh, they might be in the – they got their guy.
Right.
Seattle's got their guy. Mike, the Giants, the Jets don't. The Steelers, I still believe Justin Fields is going to end up there, but whomever. You've got a couple different guys there that could end up there, but those are still three teams that are looking for quarterbacks. And you go, all right, well, would any of those three teams be interested in Kirk Cousins? Like, that's right. How we got to think about this as we continue to move forward. I don't know how it shakes out, but Darnold ends up with Seattle. Again, $110 million, $55 million guaranteed. All right, well, let's jump on the phones because we want to talk to you guys again here on the show. Cody and Roswell, thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You're on with Dukes and Bell. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
You know, first of all, I hate, you know, that this is how we're starting the league year talking about this boring stuff. But Terry's got to start hitting on draft picks. The draft class is just, I mean, we're not getting enough production out of them. That's all there is to it, right? And right. So we're having these conversations about cutting guys and barely being under the cap. But I really wanted to – and forgive me if y'all have addressed this on the Kirk Cousins thing. I was wondering, is there a weird play here where they keep him, make him sit on the bench, because we only save, what, $1 million on the cap for keeping him? We got to have a backup quarterback. We got to use the roster spot for it, so we don't gain a whole hell of a lot by shipping him off for nothing. Do we hold on to him until midseason when a contender actually needs a backup quarterback, when the injuries start piling up, and then you've got a desperate contender that will actually give us something? Because we don't gain anything. I mean, I've heard you say this, Mike. You want him gone. You don't want him in the locker room because you don't want Michael Penix looking over his shoulder and the fans crying, you know, as soon as something doesn't look good. But what about just holding on for the mid-season play when a contender loses their quarterback and gets desperate? I'll let y'all.
No, it's a great take, and that you basically covered all the different angles. I mean, you know, Carl, if he went to Arthur Blank and said, you basically cut me, and I'll waive the rights to the contract, but that's not what he's going to do.
you wish
he would do that, but that's not the case. You know, unless, of course, you know, his agent can facilitate with Terry some kind of trade where somebody will, in fact, give us something for him, pick up a little bit of some of that money. I don't expect anyone, Carl, to take on that salary, but anybody who can mitigate that. But to the caller's point, if you do get deeper in the season, and we're going to have to wait till combination of as free agency plays out, and then even people who are trying to get somebody in the draft. But unfortunately, you may just have to make that post-June 1st designation you've been talking about all along and get rid of them.
Yeah, and guys, this is supply and demand. I think you bring up a very good point when you say the longer you hold on to him, right, supply and demand, and there will be a team. We don't know who, guys. It happens every year, and we don't wish it on any team. But they're going to lose their quarterback. And the idea that you've already paid – you will have already paid, you know, $90 million. And by the way, I said this five days after the start of the new league year, they're gonna cut him a check for $10 million. So this is why I think they're intent on holding on to him, not necessarily for what you are saying, even though that's part of the equation, but it does make sense. And you say, okay, so where does that go? Well, if he's on the roster, you still, you know, could trade him to a team where he could be a starter. I just think Kirk Cousins doesn't want to start the season that way. I'm with Mike. I don't think that's what he wants. He would love to be in somebody's camp, considered to be the starter, Mike, and start from day one, than having to sit on our bench and wait for something catastrophic to happen somewhere else.
Right.
And then he agrees to get traded midway through the season. But what you're saying is not wrong. And that is why I think they've said what they've said. We are willing to have him as our backup.
Right. And to the caller's first point about the draft class, like, you know me, man. Terry's done some good things on offense. Some things, you know, like we spent a lot of time the last few months on Pitts. But I mean, yeah, if Rook Arorro can really step up, if Braylon Trice can be that guy, you know, if Troy Anderson can stay on the field, okay, that's good. You got a young core nucleus. We just haven't seen any of these guys play together.
Let's talk to Jermaine in Decatur, where it's greater. Jermaine, thanks for listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
Hey. So how y'all doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm all right. Let's talk about this thing. This whole Kirk Cousins thing, it's really messing us up. And then we let go of Grady Jarrett, the leader of the defense. So I feel like now, if we don't hit in the draft with the defense, I mean, what we gonna do on defense? Because I feel like we're not gonna go nowhere.
You sound distraught, Jermaine. You really do.
We're not gonna go nowhere. I mean, do we blow it up?
No, not yet. One more year. Because then somebody else is going to be in charge. Because the general manager and the coach might get got if they don't go to the playoffs or, you know, win more than, you know, 9 or 10 games.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. This is not over. Today is Monday, right? They still have time to restructure and do some other things. And maybe that's going on as we speak. And the point is, I still think they're going to attempt to go sign a guy or two maybe in free agency here to help this team defensively before we get to the draft. So, Jermaine, I just want to reserve judgment. I know it's easy to get caught up right now in this moment, and I hear you, man. And look, the Grady thing, you feel the way you do because you felt like every Sunday that dude played as hard as he could. I get it. And that's what you want from all your players, right? There are so many examples that Mike and I could tell you. We would watch practice, or we'll be up there during the starter camp, and I'm like, you know, the example is Grady. That's how you want guys to approach their career and how they play every day. So I'm with you. I hear you on that. But reserve judgment. This is not done. We're just starting right now. But I see how you could easily feel the way you do. Let's talk to KC and Dalton. KC, welcome in. You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man.
What's up? Put them up.
What's
Y'all
going
on? All right today?
Man, we're good. What's happening with you?
Yeah, I think this thing played out last year in the draft when we drafted two defensive tackles and we knew what the cap hit was going to be on Grady. I mean, unless he came out and had an all-world season, I think, as a season ticket holder, I knew it was a 99% chance he was gone, and probably on Yamada too if they hadn't restructured his deal last year. So I just hope we could pick up somebody with this money, but I'm afraid this thing's playing out pretty quick and we're starting to lose the opportunity to do so. And with a few draft picks, we're going to be hard-pressed to fill the needs, I'm afraid.
Are you surprised, KC, that Onyemata hasn't been released like that?
They restructured him last year, and it kind of messed him up. He had a very similar cap hit coming up, and we restructured him to pick up Simmons and Judon to pick up those contracts. So we needed the money. So that kind of that's why.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
We're not talking about him. I still think there's some conversation to be had for our right tackle. Maybe if we need some scraps, our kicker and our punter. I mean, we're paying our kickers and punters a lot of money.
This is true.
For output. So I think you can get a – I think you'll see people start to draft kickers and punters late in the sixth and seventh round so you can get them under contract for cheap for a while. Because spending $5, $6 million on a place kicker is a little much.
Yeah, especially when he's not doing the job. That's something we talked about last week. Onyemata is now down to 6% of the cap hit since his restructuring, but I still thought they would. I still thought they'd cut him.
Yeah, and Chris, help us. I think it's $8 million. If Mike is,
it is.
Okay, so we had talked about $8 million is $8 million. KC, great phone call, man, in Dalton. Very astute Falcon fan and understanding what's going on. And here's the deal. This is what he's alluding to, by the way. Whether we realize this or not, and the problem is we didn't see a lot of these guys, but we went D-tackle, D-N, defensive end linebacker last year. Second, third, fourth, fifth. That was the middle of our draft. And those are the guys that Mike's talking about that we haven't seen enough of to feel like, all right, where is this thing going? But if those guys are able to pop on top of whatever you do this year, then you might be headed in the right direction.
I mean, Brandon Dorlas played in 2 games last year. Braylon Trice didn't play in any. He got hurt in the preseason game against the Dolphins.